Good afternoon to everyone. And first of all, I'd like to thank the organizer who has given us an opportunity to be here to present ourselves. And today, I will be talking about fair trade certification and how it will going to help the small-scale farmers. And So I will quickly touch base on the topics which I have prepared. Few slides here. The first will be the fair trade and fair trade certification I will be talking about. Then there will be Ms. Dr. Kalyanaraman will be speaking about shrimp producer communities, issues and challenges. And then he will be also addressing this issue of fair trade, addressing the issue of aqua farmers. And then we can take questions if I understand from the comments that people have some reservations about certification, which I wanted to clarify some of the burning questions which people might have in this room. So first, I would like to speak about my organization. My organization name is Fair Trade International, which is based in Bonn, Germany. And this organization is a multi-stake organization. When I say multi-stakeholder organization, I mean to say that we have in our board producers, flow people, as well as traders, as well as labeling initiative. Here I mean that we have 23 labeling initiative in 19 countries who is representing in fair trade. And some fact sheets, we have 865 certified producer organizations around the globe. We have 58 producing countries, 5 million farmer workers and families, and fair trade product available in 60 countries, and we have more than 5 billion global sales, fair trade sales, and we have over 27,000 product lines. You can see right from bananas, tea, cotton, sports ball, there are a lot of products we have in our certification scheme. And how the fair trade system mechanism works. It starts from the producer to trader, licensee, distributor, and consumer. Our certification and are done, we have two organizations. One is Fair Trade International, which is an NGO, which is a charitable organization. And the second and certification agency, we call it FlowCert, which audits the fair trade standard. So this FlowCert is a private limited company which charges fee for the audit. So this FlowCert audits producer and trader, and the rest part of the supply chain is taken care by labeling initiative. This labeling initiative, they give license to licensee and they keep a check on distributor and consumer. And our vision is a world in which all producers can enjoy secure and sustainable livelihood, fulfill their potential and decide on their future. Our mission is to connect disadvantaged producers and consumer, promote fair trading condition, and empower producers to combat poverty, strengthen their position, and trade more and take more control over their lives. I think it's a bit clear. So why fair trade certification? You must be asking why fair trade certification. The fair trade certified, if you can see at the top a logo, is the only guarantee. It gives a kind of assurance, and while when consumer have to make a choice whether he wanted to buy your shrimp or not, it will give an assurance to the consumer that the product which has been traded is socially, economically, and environmentally means produced responsibly. You know, so if you see the fair trade movement, we have many stakeholders in our system. We have NGOs like DFID, Comic Relief, Christian Aid, Oxfam, and there are so many. And we have a strong consumer base. We have like 900 towns in Europe and other countries who have declared themselves a fair trade town. And a strong consumer base. We have MNCs who have declared themselves 100% and fair trade, like Cadbury, Sainsbury, Ben & Jerry's. You can see. We have a linkage with other media like community and media. We have our own fair trade schools in UK. So you can see that we have a strong presence in the globe. I will invite Kalyan to present the rest of the slides.
Okay. I thank all of you for having given this opportunity. I think many of the people who are present here, they were my teachers. It is today I am here because of them, so I take this opportunity to thank them. Then I proceed further. I can understand everyone is, you know, a bit tensed up and sometimes relaxed and see what is happening about the certification. It's becoming complex and things like that. So I try to, and I have been drafted into this to increase the run rate. The match is going, but the run is not coming. So I hope I will do a fair job in my things. Let us go into that. Okay. See, now, any job has got a purpose. Any action has got a purpose. So when you look at this scenario, aquaculture production and the market price, okay, it's always like that. What you produce, what they want, you produce. And what style they want and which, all that. So that's always a tug of war. So that's why we need to be fair. And you remember, all the trade is not fair. So we want it to be a fair. How? So we don't want any referee to show us flashes, red card or yellow card, warning or this one. So we have to be this. How do we do it? We are going to deal with this in subsequent slide. Okay, we have spoken about the small-scale aquaculture. Everyone is talking. But this is a very, very fundamental things which we have to look in. See, now why we have taken shrimp? Because it is a commodity that makes money and that is needed by everyone. So nearly 17% of the commodity and 50% of the shrimps are farm produced. So, and who are producing? It is all the small-scale farmers. If you take them, you know, they are about, they constitute about 90% of the producers are small-scale farmers. So whatever we do, whatever we speak, it has to be addressed to there. So how we can do? Let us progress further. Okay. What is the challenges? Okay. See, I have listed many things, but I'm not going to read all that because I know we are tired. The first one is poverty. Because of the limited economic resources and also the limited knowledge, the limited market, all they have got a lot of limitations. So then, like, they don't know how to keep the sanitary or food safety compliance. Then, of course, poverty brings everything. That's what we can relate, everything, whatever it is. So they have all this. That translates into food security because how do they do that? Okay, they cover a lot of area. Okay, shrimp is now commodity. Can we increase? So agricultural paddy land, we can convert and do that. Then it becomes a problem. Food, then environmental impact. Like, I want to produce more because the market demand is there. So how do we do that? So again, there has to be a sustainable limit and production and things like that. Then social issues. That, okay, how are the people involved in this or, you know, compensated? The wages are okay, their working hours and all that. So these are all the basis based on which, you know, we are going to tackle these issues. Then, that's it. How do we address this? We are just coming on to that. Okay, we have seen the problems and how do we do? The first thing is we need to have a group. We cannot, individually, we cannot have anything. We may have words, but we do not have voice. So voice comes when the people get collected with a unified and agenda. So that's what we say, clusters or aqua societies or whatever it is. And it is also worth mentioning here the efforts of EMPADA and NAXA and NACA. We have now about 700 plus societies which are functioning. So it is a very good platform for any of this certification program or for BMP, all that, to take care of that. Then comes the issue of BMP. Yes, there have been a lot of interpretation on BMPs and what can be done and things like that. See, the BMP convictions are many. Yes, of course, it stands for the better management practices. It is a better market for your prawn and better money for your prawn. So how do we get it? I always tell the farmers, if you follow BMP, the resultant will be you'll have a better market for prawns and also you'll have a better money for prawns. So BMP is always, it has got tons and tons of meaning. It is something like blind fellows going and touching the elephant and describing how it is. There are four blind fellows who went. One fellow took the trunk, he said, yeah, elephant is like that. Other fellow catch the leg and he said, no, it's like a pillow. Other fellow catch like this the ears, then it is something else. Everyone is right, but it is not the whole thing. So that is how it is. BMP has got tons and tons of meaning. So that's what we need to do. So we need to advocate BMP because whatever we have to do, it will come through the BMP. So that's what it has an emphasis on that. Then, like, as we are discussing the small-scale farmers, the main problem is poverty. So how do we do that? When they have collective units, and when they adopt for BMPs and all, definitely people will be there to help us, like financial institution or something like that, and they can have this kind of an arrangement. And when this also has, then there is a possibility that trader also will come and help. See, I will like to put this on a small example. See, BMP, if you have, BMP is a very good method of your improving production and all that. But BMP will make you to stand on your own leg. Attention, but one leg. But if you have the this one, processor also, it will be like stand at ease. You will be very much balanced and you will have the, you will feel the comfortability. And you have an extra support certification program or something like that, which is nothing but you need to produce what the market wants. And of course, there are some formalities, but not very difficult to, not impossible, but of course, you need to have a take. So we need to have a one more, then it becomes much easier. Your stability gets balanced. Maybe I'll be able to discuss a little more on whatever we have done. Maybe tomorrow, if my boss, Dr. Mohan, gives me some more time on tomorrow. Anyway, now coming to this subject, this is it. And what the, when we see this kind of the solutions, so what we are going to have is a long-term arrangement with them. You see, it is not I operate the farm, I produce, I sell it by hook or crook, and I forget it. No. We want this to be an formalized, established industry. What you are going to do, your son has to do, maybe your son-in-law will do, and like that, by generation, because it is connected with the food production. So there has to be sustainable limits. So that long-term relation and all that, it will happen like this. Then like some of the factors are listed because of the time, like I'm just rushing through, then we'll go into the next one. Yes. So what, by doing this, what is the main, what we are going to get it is, it is just mainly that economic thing. So economic benefit. Here, you have to remember one thing. Like, I think next slide is there. I just wanted to show you, sorry. So here, what the main advantage is, as Dr. Mohan was saying, in the market, there are certification, many certification programs. Each has got a specific focus on what you want and think like that. Okay, one certification program says other quality, other one production process, other certificate says no. What input you are going to use? If you are going to put only organic, yes, then we will certify because that falls into a different category of certification. Here, when you talk about fair trade, as the name itself, you know, it is all how the trade has been done, whether it is done on a fair means. So what you will get is, whatever your cost, you will get a minimum price. Like, it will cover your cost of production. In addition to that, when the compliance is met, you will get a fair trade premium. So there are two issues. Fair trade minimum price, which will cover your cost of production. So you must be happy. At least you will have a fan. Okay, there is some relief. But if you do that, you will also have fair trade premium, which is much more, you can put an AC. And that one, you have to, that premium, you need to have spent on a social purpose, like giving education to the producer, sons of the producers, and some medical facilities, that kind of a things. So that is the economical benefit. Then, when you come on to this development is, see, the basic thing is, this kind of a program will make you capacity building. Like, how confident are you? See, today I'm saying, I have been working in this, I have been producing for the last 5 years. Can you say how this culture is going to be? Like, I have been interacting with the many farmers, and the result is always like that. See, we have been doing good, but this time I don't know. Because always, you know, it is something like each culture is something like a new delivery. Though the mechanism, everything is same, but we don't know. I hope everything goes well and things like that. So the two tackle that, you know, then it gives a confidence. So that is what it builds up. And global linkage, very, very important thing is, like, it is not just we are producing, but there need to be some mechanism in which we can recognize the product and there will be a buyers and we can get our money. Why do we produce? That's what I'm saying. No, we are producing, but it has to be encashed. And subsequently, we need to have a recognition. So all that helps in this this one. Yeah, then coming to, of course, this is a bit complex thing. I would like to go in a very, very, I will try to make it as simple as possible. See, any certification program, you know, how do they come around? How do they go and approach this and all? So they generate the idea and then they do kind of a feasibility study. What can be done and how to go about and all that. Then they prepare, okay, how it can be launched and things like that. Then the steps follows like this and all. So now, as far as this fair trade is concerned, the first one and two steps have been completed. They are into like finalizing some kind of a standards. See, these standards are nothing but a guideline, like how do we go, what do we aim for and things like that. So in fact, maybe we can have a separate session with the farmer friends, because I cannot describe whole of a standard to this August guardians, because we have diversified and all the stakeholders. Maybe more specific to the farmers we can deal and how do we go about and all. But however, I just wanted to touch upon few issues. Okay. So they have come up with some kind of a list of things, like for producer organization, what has to be done, for processing people, what has to be done. Then they have some material prohibited, you should not use, like EMPEDA has got. These are all the things we should not use, antibiotics and chemicals like that. Then all that, like we have made six. We will just briefly touch upon this, how it is and all that. Okay, now let me focus on the first one for the shrimp producers, because we are many, many farmers are there and things like that. This consists of like five, this one, general requirements and the trade requirements, labor, how they are, and business development and environmental concerns. So this will come. Okay. Yes. Now, when we talk about general requirements, so first what it says is they need to have a group. Tanimaram Topagadu, and there is a saying in Tamil, like single tree will not become a park or something like that. There has to be a collection of this one. Then you will have a recognition. So everything, we insist on farmers group. That's what EMPEDA, NACA, NACSA has been doing. They are continuing. So first is farming of a cluster or aqua societies. Then, you know, like we can call it as certification, or then they will have this kind of a procedure we need to follow and things like that. Then adoption of BMPs comes, then coexistence with the community. So like you are doing the job, okay, but how best you are with the community? They are okay, they are also supportive, you don't have any derogatory remarks from them. How do they help them benefit all that? Then of course how best you can comply with the standards. Then, like, that, as far as the trade requirements is concerned, no, like, we have traceability. Traceability is, though it appears small, that's why I put it also in a small thing, but it has got main thing. It has to be looked at under microscope, where it is coming from, where the origin of the thing, how it is done. Like, for example, if you are talking about the processed shrimp, okay, which hatchery you have bought the seeds and which conditions it has been grown, what are the chemicals or other things it has been used, and how it is processed, how it is packed, how, whether it has got any validation, all that. Then, like, sourcing, then contracts, like, how you have established the farmers, processor, the farmers, the trader, all that. Then labeling. Like, then we gave, yes, if you qualify or if you comply with all that, they will also able to give a label. Yes, you can have the fair trade label because it has been done on a fair means. So that's what. Then when all this is done, you know, you will get the final one as premium payments. See, after all, everyone is in the business, everyone is for this one. So we will have that kind of a benefit what we are going to have. Okay. Then when we talk about the labor, see, this is all nothing new. We do it. Thing is that we don't overemphasize. Whereas when we talk about the certification, it becomes a regulation. That's what. See, we go to the, at least my generation, we go to this class, we study the things. But now you say, no. You concentrate more on the computer. You concentrate more about the math. It is going to help us. No. No one told us. We studied. But now that emphasis is being done like that. So what is that? Freedom of labor, whether they are able to work freely and things like that. Then there is no child labor. Of course, everyone insists the child has to be given a chance for education. And they can have some kind of an association among themselves. Then how is their health and other conditions taken there? And there is no discrimination. Like one region labor you pay more, other region labor you pay less. This kind of, and for the same work which you do, all this kind of things. Okay, then you look at this environmental things. Okay, I've just tried to make it on white coin and the black coin because these are all the things which comes positive and these are all the challenges we need to tackle. So that's all it is just known. But here you see antibiotics. Everyone says no, better not to use it because it has got an antibiotic. And how the pest management? I'll just try to give you a simple example. The best way to prevent pests is to make a mesh so that they don't enter into your system and make a headache for that. There are some chemicals which you can kill. But the problem is when the pest is killed and that also again into your system, that becomes more headache than your real shrimp or any fish, whatever. So best way, that is where you come in pest management. Then water use. How do you use it? Because now that CIA regulations and all, you know, if I'm sure my farmer friends will be reading, always say, no, groundwater, you don't use it. They don't recommend usage of groundwater. And even this, whatever the water which is there, because it is for everyone, it's a common resource, it has to be used very judiciously. So that's it. So like that. Then pesticides, again, you know, the impact and things like that. Then GMO. GMO is another big hassle, especially when we have kind of an exotic species, like our Professor Sena was mentioning about, like, when we have this kind of a thing, Vanami has brought in some virus, and then I don't know how it is going to be this and things like that. Now I think even Bin Laden has been dumped into the sea. I don't know what virus is going to come. Maybe terrorist virus or something like that. We don't know. So like that kind of a things, you know, it should not come into the system. That's what we mean. Then like wastage. Of course, you agree. We all work for optimizing the resources, so not wasting any of the things. So that comes under wastage. So I don't have to speak about the white coin because you are familiar with it, so I just move forward. Then, as far as the business development is concerned, there are three factors which you need to have. Developmental potential, and then non-discrimination, which we have discussed, touch upon, and the democracy, participation, and transparency. Here, I think the earlier speaker, especially our Dr. Mohan, he was mentioning about ICS. You know, the ICS forms the major point of this certification system. I am not talking about certification system for time being, but it is nothing but a general cooperation as how do we do about it. Okay, it is a consensus of opinion on a particular issue. Because in a board of directors, there may be five fellows. Each may have their own conviction on that. But based on the progress or the potential or the business interest of the company, they all fuse their convictions and they make one. May not be, all will agree to that, but at least majority, then like that. So ICS stands for like that. We need to have that internal control system. Otherwise, it will be an incapable system and it will become another problem. So that is what is more important. So this is what it talks about, the business development. Yes. Next, when you really talk about, yes, okay. As far as this is only to my farmer friends, okay, we have listened. What is the benefit of this any certification or fair trade certification in particular? Number one, see, as far as fair trade is concerned, it makes your price very, very stable. See, please concentrate on this because you find a lot of issues on, like, agriculture. You have this, you know, procurement price. You always revise because it has to be done like that. Our cost of production has gone. So this kind of a certification will address your stable price. So that's what we call as fair trade minimum price. So that has to be discussed with the farmers and the traders. They will fix up a price so that, you know, you are comfortable to that. So that makes your operation, that gives you a relief. Then fair trade premium, I was mentioning. So how much extra you can get so that it will be used for the society benefit of the society, like producers, children, education, or their medical facility, or their living conditions and all that. So that's one. Then the third one is empowerment. See, everyone is talking about empowerment. It gives a confidence and capacity building. Yes, I know, I have been doing shrimp, but this is a better way of doing things. So that kind of a thing. Then it is a partnership. It is not only the producer. See, we are bringing in producer, the processor. If he also happens to be a trader, then him. So all are together. So that is the one which gives. And what is the resultant? You see, overall development, industry, producers and consumers, traders and environment. Because all will grow together. So that is the benefit of this kind of, especially on this fair trade. Yes, now we move on to that. So okay, we have listened. Now let us listen to shrimp. What does it say? This is what the shrimp say, having understood. Of course, there may be some more clarification you need. There are people who can always clarify. So we need to address the shrimp question. When will you make me a fair trade shrimp or any other certified shrimp for that matter? And I take this up. I thank you for everyone for their listening. And if there is any question very specific, we will be able to address it. And if your question is going to be a little longer, I think we will have it after lunch so that you will be able to understand better. Thank you so much. Thank you.